Hi guys, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm just going to tell you honestly that we've just scrapped four openings before we got to this one, so I hope this one really works out really well. Just want to say welcome to all you guys that are headed to Atlanta for Passion 2011. I think it's going to be an absolutely life-giving and life-changing 4 days, and we're so glad you're on your way. This is the Passion 2011 Arrival Podcast. And so if you're listening to my voice right now and it's before January 1st, 2011, and you are on your way and planning to come to Passion 2011 here in Atlanta, then this is the podcast for you. It's got all the information, all the scoop, everything you want to know. If by chance you're listening to my voice and it is after January 1st, 2011, or you are not planning on coming to Passion 2011 here in Atlanta, then this is the podcast that you just want to delete off your hard drive and move on to the next Passion Podcast, because all the information you're going to hear, A, isn't all that fascinating for you, and B, it is going to be irrelevant for all of us in about 48 hours from now after everybody gets checked in for Passion Atlanta. So if you're leaving us now, thanks for joining us on the Passion Podcast. I hope I'll see you next time. And we will be doing post, if not during, Passion 2011 podcast, and so hopefully you'll get a taste of what's going on. If you're on your way to Atlanta, hang in there, because this is all the stuff that you need to know to make your arrival here in Atlanta as smooth and as seamless as possible, and that's what we were hoping for. And so just want to say welcome back. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. I hope your time with family was amazing. I hope you enjoyed our last installment with some of the sneak peek songs for Passion 2011. And today, just want us to get our hearts ready and get as much information to you in as short a time as possible. So I want to get right to it. By the way, on your iPod, your computer, whatever you're listening on right now, there's a little pause button. I want you to use that a few times during the podcast today, because I want you to pray with me so that we're not just showing up in Atlanta, but we are ready when we get here, that our hearts are ready for what God is going to do in our lives during these days. And so whether you're riding in your car with a buddy, or whether you're on a plane right now in Delta row 14 center seat, maybe sharing headphones with somebody, or earphones at least, one in their right ear and the other one over in your left ear, you're in a van with 16 of your closest friends, I don't know. I just want you to pray and be ready and not just say, well, I got my bag packed, I got all my stuff, I got my towels and socks, and we're on our way to Atlanta. Just went through the Sonic drive-thru. We're feeling good. I want you to know that God meets those who really want to meet him, and it's that preparation of the heart. It's that attitude of the heart that makes all the difference. And so even right now, before we get any further into this Arrival podcast, I'd love you just to pause real quick and say a simple prayer. And this prayer does not need to last a half hour or 20 minutes. It's just a simple prayer. But just to pause, shut everything out, close everything out of your mind, and just say simply to God, God, I am coming for you. Passion is about you. This trip, this journey, this adventure I'm on today, all this time, energy, saving all this money, all the preparation, all this is for you. I'm not going to be happy to just get to a thing. I want to make it all the way to you, Jesus. So can you just hit pause with me and just tell him that today, and ask him even right now, even at this point of your journey, if he'd just come and be present right where you are in an airport, gate, waiting for your flight to leave, or who knows, still at home with your mom, dad, listen to this before you just jump in the car and make the short drive to Atlanta. But just a little quick pause right now, and I'll be right back. Just inviting Christ to open your heart, your mind, and everything you are to meet him in these days. Yeah, amen. I hope that there was a little pause in between there. And welcome back. A couple things you need to know. One, you're going to see 268 everywhere when you get to Passion. I'm not assuming everybody knows what that means, but since our very beginning in 1997, our first conference in Austin, Texas, everything has been rooted in Isaiah 26:8. It says, "Yes, Lord." Yes, Lord. There's your beginning right there. That's the heart and soul of everything we're trying to say for these 4 days together. Just keep saying yes to God. It doesn't matter what all the outcomes are. It's just, God, we've seen enough. We trust you enough to say, here we are, and whatever you want to do, we say yes to you. Isaiah 26:8 says, "Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your truth, we wait eagerly for you, for your name and your renown are the desire of our souls." Some translations say the desire of our hearts, but your name, your renown are the desire of our souls, and that's really what it's all about. So you're going to see that everywhere. One of the breakouts at Passion this year is going to give you a chance to dive into our 268 declaration, which is just five handles to help you grab on to that verse as you walk it out in your life. You're going to see it everywhere you turn, 268, and hope every time you see it, that just something in your heart says, yeah, that's the generation I want to be a part of, the Jesus generation, the generation that lives for the fame of God, for the glory of God. And that declaration is going to be printed right in the welcome map that you get when you get to Atlanta. I just want to encourage you to check it out and to dig in to what living for his fame. Everyone's going to live for some fame. We're all going to live for some renown. But his renown, that's unending fame, fame that will never fade away, is the greatest thing in earth and in eternity. And that's what we want to be about in these days. When you get to Atlanta, just want to say welcome to the ATL. We don't all say that in the ATL, but a lot of us in the ATL do so. If you hear somebody say welcome to the ATL, that's our home. We're glad you're here. I love this place. I was born just a couple of miles, actually, from where we're going to be meeting at Passion 2011. I love this city, and I love the people of this city, and we're happy to welcome you guys here and hope you have an incredible time. Registration, if you don't know, getting down to the nitty-gritty stuff now, is at the Georgia World Congress Center, and you can find that pretty easily. If you go to Centennial Olympic Park, that's bordered on one side by the big aquarium that's here, the Coca-Cola Museum. If you see that, you're in the right neighborhood. The other side, it's bordered by a CNN Center, and you'll see that big CNN up on the side of it on the top. And just beyond that is the Phillips Arena, and just across the street from Phillips Arena is Georgia World Congress Center. On past that is the Georgia Dome. So when you see the big Georgia Dome building, that's kind of the edge of everything. You want to come back towards Centennial Olympic Park, Phillips Arena, Georgia World Congress Center. Check-in opens at 2 o'clock. And it's just been beautiful watching registration happen, by the way. So don't anticipate any issues there. It's going to be open until 9 p.m. on the first day. That's January 1st. So from 2 in the afternoon till 9 p.m. on January 1st, you can register and check in at the Georgia World Congress Center. If you're staying downtown, what you want to do is go to your hotel first and get settled in there, and then kind of scope things out, see how far it is to the Georgia World Congress Center. If it's walking distance for you, then just walk over and register. That way your car's already parked, your bags and stuff are already at the hotel. If you're lucky enough, maybe you got to check into your room. And now you just take a leisurely walk. That sounded kind of cool. A leisurely stroll over to the World Congress Center. Come to check in there. A couple things really important. Print your ticket off. It should be in an email that you received. Print off your ticket and bring it with you. That's going to speed things up a lot. If you're coming with a group, 8 of you, 10 of you, 35 of you, 75 of you, only one person needs to come to check in the entire group. So all 9 of you don't have to come to registration. Just send a trustworthy person over and send all of your tickets printed out or your group registration printed out. And they can get all the information and all the wristbands and everything for all 9 of you and bring it back to you guys so you guys can enjoy a latte while one person goes for registration sometime during the afternoon on January 1st. If you have not gone online to your group registration and filled in every student name and information, then you're going to have to do that at registration. So if you want to save a little time to really speed the registration process up, then go online and put each student's information on your group registration before you arrive. And that way, You roll into registration, everything's filled out, one person shows up for the whole group, bam, stuff's given to you, you're out of there, registration's done. It's a fantastic process. So our team's ready for you. They're fantastic. They're always on their game. I know they'll be happy to see you and look forward to welcoming you to Atlanta. Once you get your registration information, you're going to notice a couple things in there. One, you're going to get a couple of different wristbands. One of those is going to be your main session wristband. And they are divided into several groups. This is because we have two venues at Passion 2011. If you have not been with us the last couple of years, we got more people than can fit in an arena. That's really, really good news. And we love it because it allows us to get more people into Passion by doing two venues. And it allows you to have kind of two cool experiences all at the same time. So what's going to happen is we're going to have simultaneous main sessions going on. So that means over in Phillips Arena, there's going to be a bunch of you with somebody leading worship live over there. Someone's going to speak from Phillips each time, and that message is going to be carried live, I mean directly live, over to our second venue over in the Georgia World Congress Center, where a bunch of you are going to be as well. You're going to have your own band in the Georgia World Congress Center, so it's live band, live worship, live music in both venues. The message always comes over from Phillips, and there's a rotation. So everybody gets some sessions in Phillips, some sessions in the Georgia World Congress Center. It all works out great in the end, and it's really not about that anyway. But that's what you're going to see. Number one, main session wristband. And that's going to be the group that you are with as you go to each of the six main sessions at Passion 2011. You're also going to have a wristband for your community group. And community groups, as you know, are smaller settings where you'll get to process what God's doing in your life over these days. And so just backing up real fast to the main session thing, somebody just asked a question. It's a really good question. If your group registers together, you'll be placed together. And if you're an individual there and you're coming with some people or friends, you can try to get with them for main sessions. We're cool with that. So if you got 97 people in your group and you go into register, we're going to do our best to put all 97 of you in the same main session rotation group. So you're always in main sessions together, hanging out together. Okay, cool. The community group, second part of Passion, the heart and soul of Passion. It's really where Passion happens. And there are about 17 of these this year, I think. And they meet morning and they meet evening. So you start your day in a community group, you end your day in a community group. And those are going to be the most beautiful, powerful, life-changing moments of the whole week for you, because you're going to not only be in a room with tons of other students, but eventually you're going to be in a family group with about 10 people just like you. And yeah, for the most part, they're going to be people you don't know. And I know that's always like, yeah, I don't know, I want to be with some people I know. But you spend all day in a van with some people you know. It's going to be cool to meet somebody from the University of Iowa, somebody from the University of Maryland, somebody from the University of Florida, and to hear how God's working in their heart during these days. And so you're going to get a wristband from the get-go. Put that thing on, and it's going to be pink or neon green or purple or black or some other color, and that's going to identify you with the group of people you're going to track with for all the days of Passion 2011. So two wristbands are coming to you. Thanks for putting those on and holding them up high as you come into each main session. Our volunteers, by the way, that's the door holders, and they're standing out there morning and evening and afternoon and late, and they are literally holding the doors for you. And what we want you to do is just say hi. How you doing? Thanks for being here. You guys are doing a great job. Here's my wristbands, and man, go God. So it's going to be cool. All right, so let's hit pause real fast. That's a lot of information. And I want you to pray for one person you know is coming to Passion 2011. That's not you. And I just want you to ask God to do in their life what they need most, because maybe they don't even know that. Maybe you don't even know that, but he knows that. So would you just hit pause button and pray for one other person? Just take a second. And then when you hit play, I'll be right back here. All right, cool. I love that, just being able to pray for somebody. And, you know, it's not all about me, right? It's not all about you. It's about us. And that's a really, really cool thing to think that the person sitting next to you or the person from your class or your neighborhood, your church, whatever, that God's going to do something powerful in their lives during these days. Hey, we are not just coming to get, we're coming to give. That's the spirit of Passion 2011. And so I hope you know about towels and socks. If you don't, pull the car over immediately at the next Target or Walmart that you see, walk in the door, and go straight back to the towel and housewares area. And what we're doing in Atlanta is we are bringing a towel at each one of us. In fact, you can bring two if you want, or 10 if you're really fired up about it. It doesn't have to be brand new. You could bring it from home. It's just, you know, a gently used towel and a package of socks that do need to be new. And we are going to stock up the homeless shelters of Atlanta, hopefully, if we really knock it out, for the better part of 2011. They will have towels and socks to give to men, women, and children who are in a tough spot in life all throughout the city. Bring those with you to registration. So if you're sending one person to register and there's 40 of you, you're going to have to send a couple extra people for all the bags of towels and socks that you got. But if you're coming just you, bring them to registration. There'll be some amazing volunteers ready to take them. They're going to refold them, package them together, zip tie them so that these shelters can store them easily. And then we'll be able to see the fruit of that. The idea here is that 21,500 Christians, and you add our volunteers in, almost 23,000 followers of Jesus, shouldn't show up in any city without that city knowing that the kingdom of God is near. That's the heart of it. And so there are a lot of homeless people in Atlanta who've never heard of David Crowder Band, don't care who Louis Giglio is, and will never hear about Passion, but they will know that someone cared because they're going to have brand new socks for their family when they walk out of that shelter one day. And it's a little thing, I know it's a tiny thing, but it's a tiny grace that says the kingdom of God is here, the people of God are here. And when the people of God are near and the gospel is near, when Jesus is near, then a hand is extended to the poor to lift them up and to extend to them the grace, the care, the compassion of Jesus. So towels and socks on your way in, and then get ready for Do Something Now. If you are still at home and haven't started your journey, go to the Passion 2011 website. It's 268generation.com/passion2011. Click on Do Something Now. Our causes are amazing. Our goal is ridiculously high. We're hoping everybody's got some Christmas cash in hand. And we are going to loose the chains of injustice and set slaves and prisoners free and bring hope and life and healing, literally, to people around the world that Do Something Now, and you're going to love it. So come and be ready for that. Next thing, just want to let you know, we're doing really good, by the way. We are praying at Passion 2011. There is a student prayer area at Passion 2011. You'll find it on your map. Follow all the directions over to it. It's in the Georgia World Congress Center. Our whole prayer journey team over there has done a phenomenal job. And there is an opportunity for every person coming to Passion to, A, pray 1 hour during the 4 days that you're here, so that there's 24-hour prayer going on by you the whole time we're in Atlanta. And there's also an incredible opportunity for you to go to the prayer area and walk through an hour-long prayer journey that I promise you will absolutely rock your world. You're thinking, I can't go through an hour-long prayer journey. When you get through, you'll think about 20 minutes went by, and you'll go, I can't believe I just spent an hour on my knees with God. It's the most beautiful interactive. You're kind of moving the whole time, praying for different things and in different focus. And it's just really, really amazing. So don't miss that, okay? And at check-in, at registration, you'll have a chance to sign up for the 24 hours of prayer. So look for that. Bring in your towels and socks. I got my thing. It's all filled out. I'm getting my wristbands for main sessions and community groups. Oh, and over there, that's where you sign up for the 24 hours of prayer. We want every hour covered during the days that we are at Passion 2011 with multiple people praying all over this city that God would come and change our lives. The next thing I want you guys to know about is our breakout schedule for Passion 2011. And, you know, I know some of you are planners and you love to prepare and deliberate, and others of you more spontaneous. And some of you are like, where is the breakout schedule and why haven't you guys posted that? Well, we are going to give you ample opportunity. When you arrive at Passion 2011, you're going to receive your map, all your welcome information. And that's going to be the breakout schedule, and you'll have whole night and the next day to figure out what you want to do. You got two shots for breakouts. They're going to be amazing. I'm not going to go through the whole list of what they are right now. Just to let you know, you could just close your eyes and put your finger down on the map and land on any breakout, and it's going to rock your world.
whatever you choose. Some of them are going to be on the large side. David Platt, author of Radical, is going to be with us, and that's going to happen, I think, in the arena, so tons of room for lots of people to go to that. Some of you are going to be ready for something a little bit more intimate and a little more scaled down, and you'll have the opportunity to do that as well. Breakout's going to be fantastic, the two middle days. And speaking of the two middle days, that's the Sunday and Monday of Passion 2011. Going to be a fantastic meal provided by Jason's Deli. So I would give a shout out to Jason's Deli, but you actually paid for the meal, so shout out to you. But just to let you know, that's what's coming. Lunchtime, and on Sunday, just a heads up, our beloved Atlanta Falcons are playing a very important game with playoff ramifications. And so while we're serving lunch in a very expeditious way to 22,000 people, about 60,000 people will be showing up at the Georgia Dome to see the Falcons-Carolina Panthers game. So I think it's going to be a great mashup of all the worlds colliding right at lunchtime. Georgia World Congress Center, Phillips Arena, Georgia Dome. It should be spectacular. Make sure you eat. I know some of you are thinking, wow, coming to Passion 2011, I'm going to fast for the whole time I'm there. And I get that. But given the pace of the schedule, given how in tune you're going to want to be, given that you're not going to be getting, you know, your maximum 10 hours of sleep every night, you need to pace yourself. And so maybe some kinds of fasting would be great, but you'll find a lot of options for meals. The CNN Center, which is literally connected to Phillips Arena, has got about 15 fast food places in there. So if you're a Subway fan or an Arby's fan or a Chick-fil-A fan, that's always available to you almost all the time in the day and at night in the CNN Center, and then tons of other places across the city. And speaking of the city, it's not too late for you to think about staying downtown. And I know a lot of you guys are hooking up with friends and somebody's brother's aunt who lives out in Duluth, and it's free, and 13 of you are going to pile in the basement. And I get that, and I understand that cost plays a factor in all these decisions. But I just want to encourage you that if at all possible, to see if you can find a way to stay downtown. I know there are a few rooms left. I saw Hyatt tweeting the other day, and I know that's not normally in the collegiate budget to think about staying at the Hyatt Regency downtown. But four or five of you in a room, maybe you can swing it. And just the thought of getting up in the morning, because, you know, you're going to want to be at your community group. That's the way you start the day, and you're going to want to be there. And so the thought of getting up and driving in that 45 minutes from Kennesaw or Stone Mountain or from Fayetteville or wherever, totally, if that's what you got to do, then do that, and it's going to be incredible. But the thought of waking up, rolling out of your hotel, walking about six or eight blocks, or maybe even going down the elevator and having your community group right at the bottom of your hotel if you're at the Omni or the Westin, fantastic. And at the end of the day, community groups are over, your late night hangout is over, and you just walk in a few blocks with some pals up to your room. It's a different experience, and I really would like as many of you as possible. We don't have anything at stake in whether you stay in Duluth or stay downtown, but I know your experience will be better. And so if you can swing it, try to figure out a way to make that happen. And speaking of late nights, exciting news. Late nights are going to be great. I'm pretty pumped about it, and I think you are too. First night, when you arrive at Passion, we got two late night options going on. David Crowder Band is going to be playing in Phillips Arena, and Gunger is going to be playing in the Georgia World Congress Center Arena. Those are your two choices for your first night late night, or you can pop in for a few minutes of one and jet over and get a few minutes of the other one if you want to do that as well. And Crowder's got a little surprise up his sleeve for the late night. That's all I can say about that. It's going to be pretty exciting. Late night number two, the second night you're at Passion 2011, Lecrae, our hometown boy, is going to be rocking it out in Phillips Arena. Gunger is going to be going again at the Georgia World Congress Center. If you caught Crowder the night before and you want to catch Gunger the second night. And our friends 10th Avenue North are going to be with us at Passion 2011. And they're going to be going to the Thomas Murphy Ballroom on night number two. So going to be a chance for everybody to experience some great music, some incredible artists in the late night slots. And we are more than excited, especially to have Lecrae here for the very first time and Gunger here for the very first time. And really thrilled to have our friends 10th Avenue back with us at Passion. So make sure you don't miss late nights. Going to be Amazing. Why don't you just hit pause real fast? Take a minute and pray for somebody that's going to be leading you this week. It might not have crossed your mind to pray for Beth Moore. Pray for David Crowder and his band. Pray for Gabe Lyons, who's doing one of the breakouts. Or pray for Francis or Charlie Hall, Matt Redman. These are guys. And I think sometimes we think of them as bands and artists and speakers and personalities, but they're all just people. And they're people that we've been praying for. They've been seeking God. They've been seeking His face. They've been trying to figure out, Lord, what do you want me to bring to the table at Passion 2011? And they've got issues, every one of them is dealing with something in their family, something internally that nobody knows about, something that they're struggling with, something that they're excited about. And I just want you to take a second. So just hit pause, take a minute, pray for one of these guys or ladies, and I'll be right back with you to wrap things up on the Arrival Podcast for Passion 2011. Man, thanks for doing that. And I just want to encourage you to keep praying for our team, Cheryl Bell, our events director, her team, our Passion Six Steps PCC team, our volunteer team leaders, the hundreds and 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 hundreds, I'll say it again, of volunteers that are giving up their time, their vacations to come and hold doors for you and to work alongside of us as we serve you guys. And just keep praying for that whole team, that sickness will be pushed away, that obstacles at the last minute, you just be shot. Well, you wouldn't be shocked, but I mean, it's amazing every year how many things come up the very last minute, family things, kid things, marriage things, job things, health things that come up in the last 36, 24 hours before Passion. These guys have signed up, I mean, 1,000 plus of them to come and serve you, and you know that there's going to be headwind for all of us who are trying to inspire a generation to really run after Jesus' name to the ends of the earth. And so just keep lifting up our team the whole way here as the Holy Spirit brings that to your mind. And I just want to challenge you just right here at the end of this podcast to really come and just immerse yourself in these days. You know, we're such a connected generation. But I think the flip side of that is we can totally be a distracted generation as well. And I know the first night, going to be photos flashing around, people uploading pictures to Facebook, people tweeting and texting. And, you know, this is going to be a lot of communication about what's going on here. But I hope that by that second day, and especially as we get into the third day and the fourth day of Passion 2011, that you can just text your pals and say, hey, I'll connect with you when this thing is over. I just need to absorb. And I think our culture is more about transmitting, you know, God speaks to us. And the first thing we want to do is rebroadcast that to everybody else. And so we hear God say something amazing. And then the first thing we can think of is, man, I gotta tell the world what God just said. And so we're retweeting, or we're Facebook status updating, or we're shooting a text off to somebody and we're saying, hey, man, this is cool. So-and-so just said this and I just heard it. But I think the thing that would really make God happy and really cause us to sort of emerge as a different kind of generation is if we let God speak to us and we receive what God's saying to us before we think about reposting that for the rest of the world. It'd be really sad to have God say something so profound and for us to be so busy reposting that or rebroadcasting that to everyone else in our world, that message just goes through us so fast that it never really lands on us and never really blooms in us. And so I'm totally going to be tweeting. Passion's going to be updating. Passion 268, we're going to be updating the whole time. We're going to let the world out there know what's going on. But at the same time, the heartbeat of it all is just to be in the presence of God, to say, God, I'm just going to put the camera down and put the phone down and kind of shut things down for a little while and just think about who you are and just be present. That's my prayer for every one of us coming to Passion 2011, is that we'll just have the grace of God on our lives just to be present while we're here, present with each other, present in community. This is a once in a lifetime, never before, never again gathering of the bride of Jesus. and that we'll just be here together in this moment with Him, waiting on Him, tuned into Him, receiving from Him what He has for us. And so that's just my little short parental word for all of us. And thanks for giving me a chance to say that. And last but not least, yes is the answer. We are totally going to be streaming Passion 2011. So spread the word and let people know we did officially sell out. And some folks won't be able to get to Atlanta, but others of you got job things and family things and J terms and other things going on. But we will be streaming. You can go to 268generation.com. I think there's going to be a link right on our main page that will pretty quickly get you to a holding page that's going to let you know where the streaming is going to happen. And so instead of giving you that link, I'll just tell you go to 268generation.com and follow the information there. It'll get you to our streaming site. It is going to work like this. Every session is going to be streamed live. But once the session ends, there'll be a little delay, maybe 4 hours, give or take. And then that session is going to be reposted, and it'll be online for 24 hours. And then it'll roll off, and the next session will be up, and the next, and the next, and the next. And so you can just follow along the schedule. And just a heads up on that, I think you're going to get a little public service announcement from yours truly when you click on each session to start watching it. And all I'm trying to say in that is that it costs for us to make the streaming available to people. And we don't really factor that in to what it takes to come to Passion 2011. We, as you know, don't make money on events. It's just not an event-making proposition for us. And so all the money that is used in the registration for 2011 for the people who actually are coming to the conference is really budgeted out to actually do the conference. And so to provide the main sessions of Passion 2011 for people who aren't actually at the conference is an added expense. And so last year, I think there was a little button over there that said you could help, and thank you to those of you who did. But this year, just trying to be a little more front and center with that, and I'm not trying to gouge anybody. You obviously don't have to pay a dime. You can just click on through and watch every main session. And if that's what you need to do, then by all means, that's what we want you to do. But if you can help in a small way, $5 or $10, and what you're going to do, A, is allow us to actually do the stream. And you're also going to allow that to be available to somebody in the world who might not have a chance to click on the button because they don't have $5, or maybe their credit card in the country they live in wouldn't even work online. And so you'll help us provide the stream of Passion 2011 to people all around the world. And if you can do that, it really would go a long way to putting some wind in the sails of our movement as a whole. You'll also, on that screen, have a chance to click through and be a part of Do Something Now, so you can give to the causes that grab your heart, and you'll be able to participate fully in what God's going to do in the Do Something Now thing. So streaming's available. Go up on the rooftop and shout it out to your neighbors. A lot of people have been asking, and yes, it's definitely going to be an option this year as well. We want as many people as possible to experience what God is going to do here in these days. And so, Lord, we just trust in you. We are here for you. And our hearts are open. Our lives are open. Our minds are open. Our will, our hands are open. And we are saying yes to you before you ever say the first thing to us, because we know that you are great. And we have seen that you are good. And you have proved time and time again that you are faithful and doing what is best for us. And we love you. And so I just want to pray for every person on their way to Passion 2011. I pray that you just pave the way for them to arrive in Atlanta with a ready heart, to arrive in Atlanta with hope inside of them. I know a lot of people coming are pressed down and have been squashed, and their dreams have been crushed. And I just want to pray, Lord, that you would just breathe hope into people, that they'd arrive here with this sense of, I'm going to meet God here. It's not about people. It's not about personalities or speakers or bands. I want to meet God in this place. And my life is not going to be like it was when I got here, because I'm going to meet with the living God. I'm going to meet with Jesus in this place. And I know my life is going to be altered in some way for the good forever, because of these days. And so, God, I'm just praying that over every student, every leader, every volunteer that's coming, every person that's coming with a group to just be a support to that group, driving a van or a bus or coming as a chaperone or what have you, for every pastor, every college minister that's coming, for all of our team, every speaker, band, and everybody that's leaning into these days, Lord, just praying the covering of Jesus, the grace of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus over our lives, and huge expectation, Lord, that we would be coming believing that we're going to experience something supernatural in these days. And we thank you for that. That's what we're expecting, something supernatural, something that only a God could do, something only the God could do in our lives. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, guys, that's it. Happy Arrival Podcast. The next time I see you, we'll be in the main session, Lord willing, Saturday night, Passion 2011. I cannot wait. Make sure you're there early. You don't want to miss the downbeat of the opening main session. So budget enough time. Get registered. Remember their bag checks going in and out of the main session. So travel light. You don't need to be bringing your backpack with all your belongings into every main session. Travel light. And if you got a backpack, that's cool. But you're going to have to get that checked. Ladies, you're going to have to get your purses checked. Every session, main sessions coming in and out. That's venue policy and standard operating procedure, it seems like, in America. So get ready for that and budget enough time so that you're not all bunched up right at the last minute, but that you're in, you're able to take a deep breath, you're able to be ready for what God's going to do. And I'll see you there. It's going to be exceptional. And we're so, so glad you're coming to join us. Take care. I'll see you soon at Passion 2011.